RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, we are going to get a chance to talk with our man Mike Griffith from Dog Nation as we continue to get ready for the Dogs' big game next week. I can't wait, man. Obviously, the new year, but I also can't wait to see these college football playoff games play out. He's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, and then you'll get a chance to hear from Bijan Robinson as well later in the show as Mike and I had a chance to catch up with him this week. He's had a hell of a season, man, and he said, I want to just end it, you know, the right way and go out and play well, not only against the Rams, but also the Saints. Saints might believe they might have found their quarterback here in Tyler Shook. They think that this could be one of the things they don't have to go into the offseason worrying about, which is why a lot of these young guys are playing. But we'll talk about that. But that's another thing, Mike. You can't go out the last game of the season and lose to the Saints, man.
No,
that's the other part.
That's just it. I mean, again, we had to get down to the bottom of this. Who said Tyler Shook might be better than Michael Penix Jr.? We believe it was Drew Butler.
That's right.
Filling in on the steakhouse.
The Butler did it.
The Butler did it. So we'll see. But Tyler Shook will be here, and he's trying to make a case to come back and save the Saints the trouble of having to try to find the right quarterback next year. Focus on other needs, which they have a lot of.
Well, but this is what I'm saying about these last two games. Guy just hit me up. He goes, Duke, you are delusional. Here's what I'm saying. What if you beat the Rams Monday night and we go, hey, nice effort. And then you stink against the Saints to finish the season. Well, you see how that leaves that taste in your mouth?
Yeah. To me, it's all about the timing. It's the dates, you know. And to me, there was a moment where the season was the division was there for the grabbing and the taking, and we didn't. And we let it slip out of our fingers. And we made too many mistakes. Coaching mistakes, player mistakes, special teams mistakes that you never fixed.
How many mistakes are you going to give them?
There's a lot of mistakes. Hey, you know what? You lose five in a row? There's a lot of mistakes that go on. It takes a village to blow five games in a row.
It does.
49ers, Dolphins, Patriots, Colts, Panthers. There went the division. And there went the season. Right there. Now, we could debate why? You know, we never got a chance to win that first game. I kind of almost got Rod to take the bait on that a few weeks ago when I said if you had a better kicker, you know, you go to overtime, you start the season 2-0, it's a big difference than starting 1-2. Because we go 2-0, and then maybe we don't stink it up against the Panthers. I don't know. That Panthers game was as god-awful as it gets. And if you looked at only one game and that was it, you'd never bring anybody back. Commanders, we beat them. We beat the Bills. And the Bills, we felt like rock stars, remember? That's what's so crazy. We said, hey, we just beat a team which has Super Bowl aspirations. To me, where the coaching staff let them down was the 49ers game. They didn't make the decision quickly enough about Penix Jr. or Cousins. So Cousins gets late practice, and then he stinks against the Dolphins, has no rapport with the receivers. Patriots, well, all the things that happened in that game, that mistakes, Colts, special teams, defensive lapse at the end. You allowed the running back to go for 240 yards in that one. Christian McCaffrey went for 160 against you.
He did.
I mean, you might want to stop the team's biggest weapon, your playing. See, that's why I said there's enough blame to go around.
There is. 404-726-0929. You got a shout out, man. You want to talk about
just real quick. Yesterday, Becky went to get her mom at the airport. I had a big motorcycle.
I've not heard you complain, by the way. It must have gone great.
It's been great. You know, Fran has been great.
Okay.
Yes. And
is she listening?
Probably.
Okay.
And it's been delightful having the mother-in-law.
You buried the lead there, Mike. Becky went to pick her up and not you yesterday?
Yes. Becky went to pick her up. I was watching football. I had a nice – Carl can tell you, you don't want to stop a cigar mid-smoke.
No.
I had a nice aging room Maduro going at the time.
No.
And so Becky went to get mom. I heard this rum of a motorcycle, and I went outside to take a look. And Penny and Jarvis, our neighbors across the way, they've been in the neighborhood since it was built, like some 30-some-odd years ago. And it was old friends from – they used to live in the neighborhood. And I want to give a shout-out to Zane. He's a big listener. His sister, Chandra – he goes, hey, I'm hanging out with Mike Bell. So he FaceTimes her, said hi to her.
That's what's up.
And then I brought the guys in, and I broke up that tequila that we picked up the other day at Metro Bottle.
It was good.
So hanging with the boys. So as Becky comes home, I'm basically drinking red solo cups with a motorcycle gang outside the house as she comes in with her mother-in-law. But hi to Zane, Mike, the whole crew. It was really great to meet the guys. And thanks to Chandra for listening to it.
What did mom say? Like she walks in. What is going on?
That's par for the course. Mike has made friends with total strangers and now serving booze to them across the street, the driveway.
I love it, man. Chandra, thank you for listening. Yeah. We appreciate you. And that's always cool, man. The FaceTime thing. I love that. When you're able to just do that now. I mean, I wish we had FaceTime back in the day, Mike.
Right.
I really do. Like, can you hold on 1 second? Let me FaceTime. And you could literally have a conversation
all
with
those
people
days,
you run into.
We'd be out in Vegas and the guys want to hear from Dusty Rhodes. And imagine FaceTime. What am I, some monkey going to dance for you? Like about an organ grinder? You know, because Dusty, we'd make him talk on the phone on speaker. You're right. That would have been sweet, man.
Yeah, it would have been awesome. Hey, man, we've got a lot to dive into. Big O, we got to talk about these NFL games and what's coming up on Sunday. And certainly we got games tomorrow. Lamar and Love. That's Jordan Love. Mm. Questionable for this game. And if both are out, you know, they've already lost Micah Parsons. It's going to be interesting to see. Ravens in a must-win situation. Packers, well, they are not going to win that division now with the Bears lost the other night. But a lot of good games going on. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, we said this as we started the show. The streaming on Netflix, okay, mm-hmm. if you're going to carry these NFL games, it better be up to point, man. It better be on point. It wasn't. And part of it was the production value. Part of it was, Mike, the crews. Did it feel like they just threw some of these crews together?
Matt Ryan and Nate Burleson, you see, they have a good rapport from their time doing the CBS studio show. I thought Matt was really interesting. I kind of like want to hear more Matt. Again, nothing against Nate because we like Nate. But Matt, I thought, did a really nice job. I mean, he's already up there with what Tom Brady's putting out there on tape. I can tell you that.
No, I'm with you on that.
But, the games itself. You know, again, first off, fans are going to be upset. Okay, first off, this isn't my Fox. This isn't my CBS.
That's right.
I don't like it. You know, not NBC. And, you know, they just – it looked a little shoddy. I had to get a kick out of it. Instead of having, like, a turkey that they do for Thanksgiving, they had tomahawk ribeyes that they were basically giving out to the best players after the game. Did you see the Cowboys Commanders when Michael Irvin – I forget who the young lady
was. What was he wearing, by the way?
They had a lot of folks wearing white
for
Christmas.
Yes,
The guy that was working with Drew Brees didn't get the memo. He was wearing a regular suit. But they have Michael Irvin in total – you can barely understand what Michael's talking about. He's all amped up. He's like, that's my guy right there. That's my guy. And he steps all over the lady who's working for Netflix Day and Age. Did you see that?
He did.
And he goes, no question. But this is my guy right here. This guy's making plays right now. And he's got the stakes going and early. And I had no idea what the hell was going on for like 3 minutes. That was Netflix's game.
So after our conversation the other day about these movies, Christmas movies, I did watch over the last 38 hours Lethal Weapon.
Right.
First one. And I forgot how damn funny it is. I honestly did. We talked about the Christmas movies, right? And and Mike, I couldn't stop laughing when Glover's like, put the pearl in your mouth. because we always think about Michael Irvin.
Because we used to do a bit day at the old station. Orin remembers the old station I worked at. We go, is it Danny Glover or is it Michael Irvin? And we play a soundbite from Lethal Weapon or we play a post-game interview with Michael Irvin. And so it's like, yeah, don't nibble on the bow. Put it in your mouth.
And I couldn't stop laughing.
Michael Hunsucker baby jump out the window. Mercury switches.
He is crazy.
Yeah, boss is roasting his nuts on Sunset Boulevard. Go spit. Danny Glover and Mel Gibson, man. It's great. Mr. Get that trash off my lawn, Mr. Joshua.
Well, after Mel Gibson almost pulls the trigger, he's like, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something to eat.
And he calls the LAPD psychologist. He goes, I would say, when he goes, you don't want to be around him. You're looking at a dead man. I'm working with a psycho. So no, that was Danny Glover.
But it just made me think about Michael Irvin. I couldn't stop laughing.
You got to have a playmaker.
Oh, my goodness. Can I hear from John Harbaugh on his relationship with Lamar? It's something we were talking about with B-Mac, Brian McFadden from CBS Sports. Here's what Harbaugh says.
Don't take too much credence in anonymous-type sources, so I don't know where that's coming from. I've never seen that ever. You know, that's not something that I've ever witnessed, and I'm in every meeting. So and to speculate on how I feel about it, I'll tell you how I feel. You know, I'm pretty transparent. I think all the guys in the building will tell you, you know, if I have something of conversation, something that I want to talk to them about, I'm right up front. So that would be wrong to say that. That's not true. Had a great conversation with Lamar this morning about a few things and football and how he's feeling, things like that. So our relationship is A+. So I love him, always have, always will. And I know he's fighting like crazy to get back. So anonymous reports or things that get said or written or whatever, I don't really, I don't need anybody speaking for me.
Let me ask you guys this. Whether you buy it or not, and it's out there, once stuff out there gets out there, you got to fight to refute it. He's been in the league a long time now. He's 28, two-time MVP. Why hadn't this come out before? Why had nobody said, hey, Lamar's falling asleep in these damn meetings, man? Nobody. We hadn't heard that. Two-time MVP, right? He's been on the cusp of trying to get to the AFC Championship game a couple of different times. Should have won a third one. We know that, but they gave it to Josh Allen. My only beef with this is, why haven't we heard this sooner? And now, all of a sudden, this becomes a big statement, Mike, because, again, don't know if this has anything to do with it, but his cap number gets exorbitant next year, and right. They're talking about a new deal and restructuring and all this stuff, and maybe this is a ploy for someone in the building to say, let's get some leverage on Lamar. I don't know.
I mean, to me, we take this all the way back to the draft. We said he should be a first-round draft pick. I always talked about one of the best performers I ever saw against Florida State when he put 63 on him up in Louisville and on his way to the Heisman Trophy. And then there was the talk. See, the talk, it was thought, like, some of these guys, are they being racist? Why can't they just come out? Is he not as smart as you want your quarterback to be? Look, you and I both interviewed Joe Montana. Not one of the great conversationalists on the planet Earth, okay?
Great quarterback.
You don't have to be
That's right.
a genius to be a quarterback. You don't have to be a wordsmith or anything like that. But then, are there some bad work habits which have sneaked in and he relies on his athleticism? I don't know, but that's basically what the article is intimating. And from Baltimore Sun, saying that, you know, he's not putting the work in. He's staying up late night playing video games, so he's sleepy. You know, like, wow, man, it's not like he's a 21-year-old rookie anymore. You know, but then he can also do the things with his God-given talent, which can win you games. But now he's getting hurt, so now that's not happening.
You're right.
So that's where they're at with him. And then you mentioned him coming to $75 million man. Maybe it's time. Now, I don't know. They've got decisions to make, but maybe it's time to say they readdress it.
Yeah. That may be the thing. Texans Chargers tomorrow, by the way. Ravens Packers is the night game. It's on Peacock. Those are the Saturday NFL games. Then we get to Sunday slate, and we mentioned this, guys. Look, Bucks are trying to win this division. They cannot lose against the Dolphins. We know Tua's not starting there. Patriots just trying to maintain. They get the hapless 3-12 Jets. Everybody
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Expecting them to win. And then, Mike, you look at these other games, Panthers against the Seahawks at home. I like the Seahawks. But right. The Panthers, if they're going to win this division, that's a game they absolutely have to win. Eagles, Bills, and then Bears, 49ers. That's the 4 o'clock and the 8 o'clock
Eagles,
window.
Bills, man. How about that?
Big game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.